one. What's going down, everybody? We're live from the 2019 National doing the Mojo Sessions podcast. We're joined by the great Rich Layton from LaytonSportsCards.com. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Apparently, I'm the great Rich Layton.
I never get that introduction.
Wow.
I do this every week, and I never get called the great.
Wow.
The great Dan Anderson.
No, I think it's douchebag Dan Anderson when we.
It is.
Yeah.
Usually. Well, it usually is.
Yeah. I've heard that too.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
It's kind of my calling card.
Hashtag FTS, man. That's my
right.
credo.
That's right. So we're excited to have Rich here. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. We have a segment called Hashtag FTS. We're gonna talk about that. But we're first going to kick it off. Tell everybody what's going on with LaytonSportsCards.com at the 2019 National here at Rosemont.
Wow. Well, this year's a special year for us. We're actually first time in, well, I guess about 7 years that we haven't done breaks or have been breaking live at the National. Actually, 6 years. Our first year was our first year at the National was Baltimore, where I don't think anybody was doing breaks in 2012 at the National.
I don't think so.
In no. Baltimore.
No.
2013 was the first year people started doing breaks, and that was the first year we started doing breaks
and
at the National.
That was Cleveland.
That
was the first group break pavilion, and we sat that one out.
We did.
That was an experience. Since then we've been breaking, nonstop for 5-6 days in a row. Wednesday through Sunday, for many years now. And this is actually the first year where we're actually doing the breaks live from the shop.
Yep.
Changing it up a bit this year, we have a double booth where our customers can kind of just come up, meet us, hang out.
Yeah, there's a lot of space for activities over there.
Yeah, a lot of activity room.
Yeah,
you know?
you could do like mini golf. Cornhole.
Yeah, you could do almost anything over there. But it's been it's actually weird. Usually by now I'm already running around ripping my hair out, not knowing where something is or worrying about a break or this and that or internet or whatever it might be.
You mean the internet doesn't work sometimes at the National?
Yeah.
I never heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
That's one of the many trials we have to deal with here at the National, breaking live here and everything. But
usually by Wednesday we're all struggling, throat hurts. Voice, we've already lost it.
Yep.
And
day one,
and then you got to basically power through the next, 4 days.
Yep.
And we've all been there. We've all been basically
yelling the microphone on the stage.
And right now we're fortunate we don't have to do that.
Not yet.
So you got the prime spot.
Yeah.
And
the
pipes are feeling good.
That was so good.
That was in my contract actually with you guys, I think.
And the makeup and the introduction, the great Rich Layton.
We dropped the ball on a couple things, but I'll let it slide. It's all right. No, but this is definitely going to be an interesting year for us. I mean, we changed things up a lot. We're not doing the breaks live here now, and we're excited, man. I mean, it's going to be a different experience.
Definitely. You know? And you guys got a whole slew of giveaways as well for the National with silver packs and things like that. So definitely check out the site, get into some breaks. I think you guys are sold out for today, but, check out the other days. There's, all the different prizes that you guys are giving away. So.
And I do got to say, from a customer standpoint, it's a better experience. You don't have to, worry about your cards being transported from the National back to the headquarters, and from the headquarters there's a lot more moving parts. You got to get everything sorted. There's going to be a delay in shipping. So this, they get to experience the National.
Yep.
They get the silver packs and they get whatever extra swag you're throwing in.
Yep.
But they're going to get their cards in the same turnaround that they're used to getting.
Correct.
So I mean, it's really a win-win. It's a win for you guys because it doesn't put extra stress and pressure on you guys.
Yep.
But because we've been there, we've been exactly.
We all have.
We've been there, and it's tough. It's tough, especially doing the amount of volume that we all do at the National.
I mean, look, when this idea started, I don't know that there was a breaker out there at the time doing as many breaks as we're doing today.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In one day.
Yeah.
So, I think for that size, like if you want to drop by and break a case here and a case there at this booth and that booth. I get it. Or even for smaller breakers that are only doing a handful of breaks or they're new, this is ideal.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting their name out there. You get to see how they do things and everything. But when you get to a larger breaker size, it gets very difficult to manage large amount of breaks in a short amount of time and then the physical handling of everything.
Absolutely.
And keeping everything safe and organized and everything else.
Yeah. I mean, so, it's basically it's all hands on deck.
It really
is. And you bring you bring probably the biggest crew out of everybody here is at the Group Break Pavilion.
Yep.
It's, and everybody's running around. I mean, it's like 12, 13, 14 hour days.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, and it doesn't stop. I mean, we all been there where we got to go back to the hotel room and you're still sorting, you're still packing, you're still, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. And I don't think you can really truly explain it in words how much work it actually does take. You got to live through it.
And then the real work actually begins when we would get back
Absolutely.
Home.
Yeah.
That's when we really started working hard, is we're still breaking new stuff and everything else and still keeping up with everything we got from the National, right? And then you have to sort all the National breaks and ship all the National breaks and put your promos together and everything else. I mean, it gets overwhelming. But this year our main focus was obviously backing off of that workload, which freed us up to meet our customers that make the trip to the National
Absolutely.
And spend time with them. Mm-hmm. Usually it's my head is down for 5 days.
Oh, yeah.
My head is like this.
Playing catch up.
And I'm focused on breaks, and that is it. And now I'm kind of walking around. I'm seeing people on the floor. I'm seeing people at our booth. You know, it's already, it's day one, and it's already completely different.
And that segues into my next question. You're a big Tom Brady fan. Looks like you made a big, nice pickup for the PC.
I did. Actually, I think
Do you have it on you?
I think I have it in my pocket still. It'll probably be on my
pillow. I told you, I'm not sure if that guy's going to pan out.
I did, yeah. There it is.
A little gold vinyl 101 Tom Brady from 2018 Honors. That is a lovely card. Does he have any gold vinyl autos out there?
I think this is the only one, I believe. This definitely was the only one that was in Honors that had a gold vinyl finish mm-hmm. to it.
Well, he wasn't signing for anybody for a little while. He just started getting put back in Panini products. So.
Correct. Right. I mean, his...
Ooh, there's his cousin. Joe Montana.
It's almost as nice as that one.
The two coats. What are the chances? Only at the National can you have two one-of-ones. We got to show that on camera,
They're
too.
They're like cousins.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
And that's his hero right there. Openly admitted to Montana being his
Let's
guy.
Show that on camera there. So we got the two goats. Unfortunately, as a Joe Montana fan, I have to give it up to Tom Brady as a true goat. But first and second right there. That is amazing.
That is.
Thanks for bringing that by,
that's
dude.
That's really cool. How about that? Only at the National.
Right?
Only at
I
the
mean,
National.
If you can't find it here, it doesn't exist. That's the saying, right?
That's the saying.
That's it.
That's what they say.
So you're out there walking around. What's the craziest thing you've seen so far that you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is here? And I know you just started walking, so I put you on the spot.
I just started. I did see I saw a collection of bat barrels that included Lou Gehrig. There was a Ty Cobb.
Wow.
There was... cut autos of both Gehrig and Cobb in that same case. In that same case, there was a PSA 6 Gaudi Babe Ruth.
Wow.
So a high-grade Gaudi Babe Ruth in that case. I mean, that one case alone is worth a lot.
I mean, we're talking about there's some people out here. I don't even know how they sleep at night. I mean, obviously, they probably take their cards home with them. But, I mean, I'd probably have to put it under my pillow or, you know, basically cuddle those cards. But... You know, these guys got millions of dollars in cards just right there.
Yeah.
Like, they got houses of sports cards. And for you guys who are just new in this industry, it's crazy to see, you know, what these guys have out there. So
it's my dude right there.
So what do you...
It's the real GOAT.
Jared Goff Rams.
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff Rams.
That's nice, too. Man, we're just... we're showing cards left and right. I like that one, too, even though it's a Rams card.
That's nice.
So, Rich.
Yes.
From a logistical standpoint, Group Breaking, Group Break Pavilion, rank... your best Group Break Pavilion experience since you've been doing it. Which setting? Chicago, Atlantic City?
Chicago. Yes.
I think
Atlantic City, well, hold on. First, Atlantic City was the first Atlantic City National in a long time, I believe, many years, right? That was actually our first return to New Jersey.
Okay.
Since leaving New Jersey. So that was special.
A little homecoming.
That was special for us. However, I don't remember about half of that National.
It's a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
Me too.
That beach bar night?
That beach bar does. Yeah, it took a few years off my life. Yeah,
you know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We've been known to go out and have a couple sodas here and there.
We have been known.
Probably going to do it tonight.
Duels for me.
Oh, duels for Doug.
Yep. Tonight's Topgolf.
Topgolf.
Yeah, we're going to hit up Topgolf.
I'm excited for that.
It's going to be interesting. We've actually done it before. We did it in Arizona.
And we had a blast.
Man, I think we did it a couple nights in a row. It was so fun. We had to do it twice.
You guys went back the next night.
We did.
You didn't get enough the first night.
Yeah, I was in pain.
For a week.
That's from incorrectly hitting.
Oh, yeah, dude. I see ball, I hit ball, dude. Hard as I can. Dan tries to smash.
I think we're doing high stakes tonight on Topgolf.
Okay.
But the stipulation is everybody's got to go left-handed.
Ooh.
And you got to go right-handed.
No.
That's not fair.
Kidding. What's up, guys?
Atlantic City was special for us, and of course the very first Chicago is we went Baltimore, Cleveland, Chicago. That third national that we had ever been to, it was our first Chicago, and it was this national's just different.
And that was 2014?
2014. It was our first Chicago. It was my first time ever even being in the city. It was a really special. That was a special week.
I think I would have to say pretty much the same thing. I think I would rank Chicago, Cleveland, Atlantic City. Mm. Just because I remember Atlantic City, we've had issues with internet in Cleveland as well.
Yeah.
But
every year there's every some year. Kind of issue. I mean, it's never perfect.
I know. That's why doing both the way we're both doing this, with doing all our breaks back at the office, it's far less stressed. I'm not really stressed right now. You stressed?
No.
You stressed,
no.
Rich?
No.
I'm feeling pretty good.
I'm feeling great.
I'm feeling good.
It is, however, I mean, it hasn't even started.
The show hasn't even opened yet, but I got to say, I feel good, guys. Good. I like the way this is going.
Fingers crossed.
It's a great start.
We got one more quick segment before we have our next guest on, and we have a saying that we kind of, came up together. I don't know exactly the birth of the saying, but it's hashtag FTS. For those listening at home, it's F that, and it's a kid-friendly show, so we're not going to say it, but, I'm going to give you some topics. And we're gonna go off the dome, and it's gonna be stuff, but maybe not be related to sports cards. Maybe it might be related to sports cards. But what do you think of the latest trend of guys showing their ankles? Is that hashtag FTS or hashtag cool?
Showing their ankles.
Forbidden ankles, dude.
Have you seen the trend?
The people walk around. It looks like they're waiting for a flood or prepared for a flood.
You mean with pants on?
Pants on, and their ankles are like showing like that.
You haven't seen that?
I
have seen it, but I didn't know that was a thing. I just thought maybe
it's a new trend.
People weren't doing their laundry correctly.
No. That's a thing. You got it.
That's a real thing. They're legitimately buying small pants.
Yeah, like say you're 30 length, they're buying like 26.
Yeah, because you're showing off those sexy ankles.
So we'll go hashtag FTS on that one.
Yeah,
right?
that's a major.
You know where I stand. Yeah. Wait, am I even playing this game or I just?
You can play as well. Yeah.
Okay.
You're hashtag cool on that one, right?
Oh no.
No.
Okay. I think everything with me is going to be FTS because I don't really like much.
You kind of are a get off my lawn type of guy.
I could never pull that off. I have the skinniest ankles in the history of all time.
I think that's what people are going for, though. I think you want those
thin, skinny ankles.
Yeah, the guy.
You want to see that definition in that ankle.
You typically want to also have a thin, skinny top to go with the thin, skinny ankles. Well, I don't have that. So.
Well.
It doesn't really work.
Not showing off the top or showing off the bottom.
Oh. Yeah. Eyes up here.
Eyeballs on the ankles, ladies. What about man bags? Hashtag FTS, hashtag cool.
I think you got to specify. What do you mean? You mean like a fanny pack? You mean like one of those little satchels? Do you mean like the
satchel?
The crossbody one.
So if it's a laptop bag, it's fine.
No, we're talking about stuff that...
No, that one's fine.
No.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, that's a laptop bag.
Basically, we're looking for...
I'm okay with that.
Across the chest fanny pack.
And then it's like a satchel.
Across the...
That's like a satchel.
The fanny pack that's right here.
Okay, yeah, no. That's FTS.
And I don't know what you'd put in there.
That's hashtag FTS.
You put in like maybe a energy drink and a power bar.
Maybe your wallet. I don't know. Maybe some guys need tampons in there. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? They just make sure they have it. you know, yeah, ready for them.
That's,
I would do a laptop bag or even a backpack. Backpack's okay. What happened to backpacks?
I wear a backpack all the time.
The backpacks, it's a...
I have one right there.
It's tried and true.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It's been working for a long time.
I'm a big supporter of the backpack.
All right, let's get this back into sports. You know, the new hip thing in baseball is exit velo. I mean, they can't even say velocity now, but they're saying exit velo. So are you on board, or are you hashtag FTS on that one,
no,
too?
No, FTS.
Yeah, right?
No.
Yeah, love it.
Why are we talking about the speed of the
love
home
it.
Run?
Chicks dig the long ball.
And do they care how fast it goes out?
But yeah, it does. It does. It really does matter how fast it goes. It matters how fast and how far it goes.
No, not fast.
Faster and farther.
Just long. We just want to know the distance.
Dude, I'm cool with that.
Are we going to start doing
exit velo?
Are we going to start doing exit velos on ground out? So like, wow, that was 100 mile an hour exit velo ground out. You know,
The game. I mean, we need to spice up the game. People are losing interest. Everybody wants home
runs. I think the Reds and Pirates did a good job of trying to spice up the game yesterday.
Dude.
See, I'm okay with it at the home run derby.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're doing.
Pull up all the stats you want for the home run derby in terms of exit velocity, launch angle, and everything else. In game, I don't need it.
No, it's even better when like the pitcher's trying to get the guy out. That's when I really want to see the exit velo. I'm good. Yeah. I'm good with exit velo. I'm for it.
No.
I'm for it.
FTS.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm FTS on that too. Yeah.
Jesus. Dude, I am just I'm truly opposite. I'm opposite Dan.
Deep dish pizza. Hashtag FTS or hashtag cool?
No, I'm cool with
that. Oh, I'm cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in the middle there. I like my thin pizza, so I don't know. Well, if I wanted a lasagna, I would go to an Italian restaurant.
Do I look choosy to you on pizza?
Neither
types?
Do I, but
come on.
Yeah.
Pizza.
I love pie.
Dan, you got a hashtag FTS question for Rich?
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I know you got a lot. You've been waiting on him.
How about
living my best life? You want to ask him about that one?
Jesus. Yeah, okay, so what rock the hashtag, Doug. What's the hashtag you've been rocking?
Well, I think some people use the hashtag LMBL, which is hashtag living my best life. If you listen to episode 100 of the podcast, we did a whole segment and Dan oohed and awed and cringed the whole time we were saying it. And so we made sure we said it hundreds of times.
And I've talked about this numerous times. I don't like catchphrases. I don't dig them. And especially in this industry, we have a lot of them. Yeah. We got a lot of them. We got a lot of like, you got to leave some meat the bone. The meat on the bone, I cringe.
Yeah.
One word specifically that I can't stand, moist. And I think that is, I think that is fairly common. I think that's across the board. I've never heard anybody say,
that's,
I like that
that's
word.
That's not even FTS. That's,
it's not okay.
That's forbidden word. Every,
hashtag gross.
The sound, yeah.
Dude, you say
the
it.
The sound
you,
of that.
You say it and you're all.
Cringeworthy.
How about if somebody's describing a cupcake? It's a moist cupcake.
No. Spongy, anything.
Spongy.
You can say spongy.
Yeah.
You can just say delicious.
Yeah, you could just say it's a really good cupcake.
That's a damn good cupcake.
Yeah, but I'd be all right with that.
You say moist, you should just get an elbow to the chin.
Well, I think that's all we got. We got Ryan waiting, dude. Rich, I appreciate
it,
man.
Thanks,
people
guys.
Can check you out at LeightonSportsCards.com. You're on Twitter. You're on Instagram.
Yeah.
Do you still got the MySpace going? Or
No, not anymore. Okay. We got rid of that.
Oh, Doug just found his MySpace.
Yeah.
Did you really?
I did. Yeah.
Nice.
That's interesting. We'll look it over tonight.
What music did you have in the background?
You know, it didn't have the music. I was kind of disappointed. It has all the pictures, though.
Yeah.
So.
Guys, I can't wait for tonight.
Yep.
I'm going to show Dan how to golf. And you're going to go lefty.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm so good. I'm going lefty tonight, guys. So
it's going to be a lot of fun, man.
It's going to be a blast.
Maybe we'll live stream that one. No. Probably not.
Another national with you guys, man.
Yep. Fun times, man.
Many years in a row. Many years in a row we get to do this together, and I'm ever so thankful, man.
Heck yeah, man. We love having you on.
We on, bud.
Talk to Rich all the time, and, you know, we've all grown together.
Also really stop by Rich's booth if you're here at the National.
Yeah, there's plenty of room to lay down.
They got some dope T-shirts. Make sure you stop by and get them.
Yeah, free.
And they got
free.
They got
Say
it again.
Free.
All right.
Super free.
They got the assless chaps they're giving away, too.
Yeah,
so
we're
if
doing
you wanna,
assless chaps this year. We got the biker gear, little vest work.
Nice.
Some of those spike collars.
Yeah, and I think you guys are, if somebody actually comes up as all the village people, like five people, I think you guys are giving away a case, right?
Yeah, if you come up, Yeah, five people individually dressed as the Village People.
And they have to do the entire YMCA,
and
right?
They have to do the entire YMCA, sung, dance, everything.
Perfect.
We will give them a case of cards.
That's a bold statement. You know that's going to go down.
Yeah. It may actually go down.
Yeah, it may actually go down.
Yeah. First, right. I should clarify, first people to do it.
First people to do it. Yeah, I know. They're like, wait a second. We didn't. Well, there's 10 of us now.
Yeah. We have a parade of people coming in dressed like
Rich
that.
Rich is all so great. He's like, I went over there for 20 minutes on the Mojo Break podcast.
Giving away a case of cards.
And now I'm 10,000 deep because it's just like a sea of Village People coming up doing the YMCA.
No, I appreciate you guys having me on, man. And,
absolutely.
You know.
And thanks for coming on short notice. I was like, hey, let's do it.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Anytime.
Sounds good, dude.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.